It is the elephant in the room, and that is all the red on the screen we've seen in this grain complex today. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Jacob Burks joins us now with agmarket.net, and let's kind of hit the nail on the head with this. What do you see as the biggest downward driving factor in these grains today?
I think the first thing that we saw this morning was Argentina lifting some export-import taxes, and just for the sole reason to increase their dollar bills, increase the U.S. dollars into their economy. And I think that's, weight on the markets all morning long. I think we started off negative and then we just continue to push lower and lower when the discussions of how that could affect. It's been not only in the soybean meal, but it's also seen in the soybeans. So I think that's, the biggest thing that that we saw coming in here from a news factor. I think that you went through the weekend. I think some of these areas across Missouri, across from the Illinois, I think that there was some expectations of maybe even worse yield, and maybe some of these yield factors that we're seeing come in may not be as bad as what they as what they were once advertised here with some of the disease pressure, some of the dryness in August. I'm not saying that they're good. Don't shoot me because saying that they're good, but I think some of these guys that I've talked to today on a personal basis have said they were expecting a little bit more pressure from the disease and from that dryness, and then they were actually pretty pleased with what they saw coming out of the field so far.
Which will be interesting to see, Jacob, as more and more fields become harvested, if that trend does continue, especially since there was such that negative disease pressure talk out there.
Well, I mean, no matter how you look at it, across most of the Midwest this year, you did not see a lot of moisture coming through the month of August. With the early moistures that we saw, now I'm right here in the southwest corner of Wisconsin, a lot of great moisture that we saw June and July. But with that, some of it came up from the south. We're seeing a southern rust that we haven't ever seen in this area before. So there's different diseases that that if you didn't spray the fungicides on the corn, you're looking at some major ugliness in the field. So there's just a lot of talk. I think there's a lot of variability across the whole Midwest. But all in all, you kind of have to take this day by day and what you're hearing from customers, what you're seeing in the field. And I think that there is some very disappointing areas out there, and a lot of it depends on farming practices.
So let's look at the limit up in the feeder cattle. I think that might have caught a few folks by surprise, even after that late announcement yesterday about New World Screwer.
So, yeah, I think that's the New World Screwworm idea that we're seeing get closer and closer to us, even though there's been a lot of, I thought, very well prepared and very well planned out protection against it, being the communication that we're going to see, inside the Mexico. But when it's 70 miles away from your border, I think that deserves a lot of attention. You also got to remember we had a cattle on feed report where we saw placements a little bit below expectations on Friday. So a lot of that playing off into this market today, and we've been limited up. And I think what's different about this rally that was different than the last big push that we saw up here at the end of August is that this is getting led out there by those deferred months. What that's telling us is that, there's still quite a bit of catching up to do out there in next spring to where we're at here in this fall. And this is a very unique move, I guess, from a seasonal standpoint and from, most bull markets. When you see limit ups, typically you're seeing it in the front months. And this is something that we're limit out as far as August of next year, but we're only $4.50 higher here in September. So a unique move. I think a lot of it's led mostly by that cattle on feed report and then the New World Screwworm. I mean, the border hasn't been open for a while. Hasn't even really been a lot of talk of when it would be opened up, but this does give us a little bit more, knowledge and more insight that, hey, we're not very close to it either if it's still continuing to come further north.
And it does add it for a whole unique pressure, shall we say, as we start out the week.
Yeah, I mean, if you saw, the idea of a screwworm getting into the United States and what that could do for our cattle, well, first of all, what would that do for our demand? Does that scare people? Does that scare people into eating less beef? That's the biggest fear, right? And that when we talked about it the first time, we saw a limit down move that when there was rumors that it was in the United States. But the fact is that to fight against it is we're going to continue to keep our but, you know, our cattle herd limited by the imports of the Mexican cattle. So I think when going forward, it's a very big part of it. But when it's all said and done, if we did have that infestation, what's that going to do quickly? It would really put a lot of pressure on our beef supply quick as the people rush to get cattle moved forward and going faster. But man, longer term in the years to come, if we devastate our cattle herd and beef herd any more than we already have, you could see prices that would, you know, that would be astonishing.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much. Jacob Burks joining us. He is with agmarket.net. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's the Monday version of the Market Wrap-Up on the American Ag Network.